Morning. Thank you. Mincha Marav this evening is at 4:20. And there is a late Marav at 9:15. No problem. Thank you. Yesterday we noted the beginning of Hilchot Chanukah in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Lamed Tet begins with some history about what the Greeks did to the Jews. We noted yesterday why that might be important in and of itself. But I thought we'd take a very close look for a moment at the history itself. What did the Greeks do? What did the Greeks do to the Jews? It was uncomfortable. They were anti-Semitic. Okay, excellent. What about the details? What did they do to manifest their anti-Semitism? They wanted to stop their religion. Fantastic, correct. I mean, not fantastic. You are right. Here's the way he lists it. Gazu gzeros al Yisrael. They made decrees on Israel. Number one, vitlu datam. They try to get rid of nullify their beliefs, their religion. They wouldn't let them practice Torah. And here it says that they seized their property and their daughters. So they would breach the bounds of the temple, and they would make impure that which was pure. And it seems that this is just a catalogue of assault, where they would seize their property and they would ruin their beliefs and they would breach the temple. But what are we to make of this list? Is it comprehensive? Is it not comprehensive? Why are there five? Why doesn't it just say, as John quite simply put it, they didn't like Jews. They were anti-Semites. What is this list? And it strikes me there are two possible ways to read this catalogue. One is that it is the nature of oppression to crowd the mind. And here, this is almost an exhibition of how oppressive this was. That it's just the litany of things seems uncontrolled, almost an eruption of complaints. They took our children, they breached the temple, they impurified this, they wouldn't let us believe. It's also possible to read this list actually as a very progressive, not progressive in the political sense, but an incremental encroachment on their stability. Number one, vitlu datam, they outlawed their beliefs, which is an assault on the mind, on the soul. There's relatively little control Greeks can have over your mind other than in law to forbid it. But once they vitlu datam, they ruined their beliefs. They said you can't engage in Torah mitzvah, which means they interfered with Jewish behavior, which has got far more staying power to interfere with somebody's behavior. Number three, they seized their property. They took their children and they took their things, meaning not only did they assault their beliefs in their mind, they took their behavior, interfered with their daily lives, but they took their property, which disables society. If you don't have ownership, in America, you've got the right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. The original for John Locke was life, liberty, and property. If you can't have private property, society can crumble. Number three, they breached the temple, meaning they ruined authority. You don't even know, even if you don't have property, you've got an authority you can look to. So political life was uprooted. And finally, Timur to Taharo say, impurified the pure. And I don't want this to sound like I'm riffing on current life, but Timur to Taharo, to impurify the pure is to essentially unsettle facts. Nobody knows what they can touch. Nobody knows what they can eat. Even if they don't own it, even if we don't have an authority, we have to have a common set of what is pure, what is impure. And the Greeks muddled everything. Life became completely unassailable. It was a pervasive oppression. And that's what Chanukah marks a salvation from, and we'll come to that tomorrow.